because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of Incendiary Radio, republicbroadcasting.org, hoolisblog.blogspot.com, WHOOLIS blog.blogspot.com, TCTAUnleashed.com, TCTAUnleashed.com, WTFR 107.9 in Australia. Welcome to everybody. The Brave New World breeding eugenics system moves on. You know, I was listening to another program on Rents the other night, and this is about the nanotechnology aspect of the chemtrailing, the terraforming, this guest went into the transhuman aspects of what we're taking into our bodies, what's falling on us from the skies. And this is self-assembling nanobots they were talking about. So basically, the components of these bots come down in the sky, they get into your body, and then they self-assemble. I mean, they're using words like patented colors with fibers collecting radio signals and acting on these radio signals. And this, you get into this 5G grid, the 4G grid. It's almost like at the nano level, all of this electromagnetic frequency, extremely low frequency garbage is like giving the nanobots the marching orders. Screwing around on the inside of your body. It's like this inner universe of your body where machines now are stomping around doing what they're told by Big Brother, I guess you could just say, giving the marching orders through this wireless smart grid. Okay. I mean, just the creepiest, weird, you know, road to go down. But using words like plasmonic photonic crystals, double helix metallic materials, basically at the nano level, infusing with your DNA, transforming it, changing it, transhumanizing it, metallic double helix materials. I mean, getting in there and down at your DNA level and changing it. Just the craziest kind of, let's just say, you know, tributaries to take your mind down, you know. And And let's see, Ken, get clip 17 ready. And this has, this is kind of like your gay frogs clip, but I mean, this really proves in many ways, you know, with Jones and the gay frog stuff. This is this multifaceted weapon system. You know, I've always talked about silent weapons for quiet wars, the report from Iron Mountain, and from PSYOP to Mind War as this three-pronged, multi-platformed assault on us as organic creatures. But let's listen to this one. Let's roll 17.
Having Twitter, Facebook, Google let you spread your information, let you communicate with people, is a social control they have, where if you're not a good little globalist, they don't let you spread your information. When you're a good little globalist, they let you spread it. That's where all this is going. People have already, most people have already sold out just to be able to have more social interaction on the internet. So imagine as they get more control over us, they're going to engineer more and more. And I know this sounds insane. They're insane. I'm not the one doing this. I just warn you that, you know, half the frogs are sterile and another third of those that aren't sterile are gay.
There is very unsettling evidence of something terribly wrong.
That's the homosexuals, the word the new scientists used a decade ago.
I've done a lot of studies throughout my career, which extended back to 1973. This is the very first time that what I found scared me.
This fish has characteristics of both males and females.
And scientists have found lots of them in three Colorado rivers, all of them downstream from sewage treatment plants. In the Boulder Creek, female white suckers outnumbered males 5-1. And 50% of the males also had female sex tissue.
But they don't want you to know that, so they just say, Jones says the frogs are gay.
Barbara Biggs of Denver's largest sewage plant says most of the nation's wastewater plants simply can't remove all the estrogen in the water.
We're concerned about the effect on the aquatic life, but we're also concerned about our ability to actually treat for these estrogens and estrogen mimickers.
Estrogen mimickers are believed to be caused by chemicals called nonylphenols, found in everything from paints and rubber to cosmetics and plastics. Considered a possible cause of kidney, eye, liver, and reproductive problems, they've been banned in much of Europe and are under review in Canada. But still common here and flowing out of sewage plants and into America's rivers.
And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I'm like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Serious crap. I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny.
Researchers say there's too much estrogen in the water, the natural female hormone that is found in every sewer system. But in addition, certain chemical compounds in detergents and soaps can mimic estrogen.
Doesn't matter if it's on PBS and Democracy Now. Just, that bigot. If you're a new listener, just type in Pentagon-tested gay bomb on Iraq. They considered, no, they didn't consider using it. They've used it on our troops. In Vietnam, they'd spray PCP on the troops, Jacob's Ladder. You think PCP, some horse tranquilizer something? They got stuff that'll whack your brain permanently.
In the long history of war, it may have been one of the craziest, downright laughable ideas, a so-called gay bomb.
The idea was that if soldiers suddenly all became irresistible to one another, that unit morale and cohesion would break down and the enemy would be unable to resist.
The idea of a non-lethal chemical bomb containing aphrodisiacs was among nearly 200 proposals the Pentagon received in 1994, this one from an Air Force lab in Ohio. It pitched what it called a distasteful but completely non-lethal example, especially if the chemical also caused homosexual behavior. The Defense Department says it had all the ideas reviewed, and that the gay bomb proposal was among those not making the cut. The Pentagon released a statement saying it never investigated the concept. It was just one individual putting together a concept paper with a variety of examples that were rejected. But members of the California watchdog group Sunshine Project don't buy that.
When the Pentagon says that they rejected this proposal, it's simply not true, and we have the facts to demonstrate that they've continued to think about it and to consider it in the years since it was first raised.
Now, there it is, the gay bomb. Look it up for yourself. I mean, this is what they're... What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby.
Government researchers recently found natural estrogens and estrogen mimickers in 80% of the streams they tested in 30 states.
We would be ingesting these chemicals, would absorb them, and they would add to whatever natural hormones we already have in the body.
The impact on humans, no one is certain. But since finding evidence that estrogen may be turning male fish into female fish, scientists are now looking at what it means for the nation's drinking water. In a state that prides itself on living in harmony with nature, evidence, say researchers, of a hormonal imbalance.
It's not about if there's good to be gay or not. It's about it's being done artificially.
Oh, sorry about that. I have my mic off, folks. Thanks, Ken. That's a good collage of stuff right there. You know, I've talked about this, like this, the transgender just explosion in our country. And you see it, you know, in this whole hemisphere. But I mean, you get into this whole thing and you're looking at the food chain, but you're looking at the water tables and just the psych meds, the estrogen mimickers and all that. And you're looking and it's just like, remember in the 50s here in St. Louis, this was all over all kinds of news about them spraying various things here on the population of St. Louis in the 50s. I guarantee you that they've got some very sophisticated hormonal quote unquote bombs they're using all over the place. I mean, it's like this, like I always say, this thing's become so big, DC and the Pentagon and Langley and everything. It's become so big. It's a living, breathing Leviathan beast. And I don't think anybody can control it. I don't know. Besides God himself, there's nobody that can control this. These governments, once they get to a certain size, it's like they take on their own evil kind of intelligence to where it's like this thing's an organism damn near. It's freaky. We might as well get into this one, Ken. Get 19 ready. So that's one side of the biological attack is the water. Now, we were just talking about the air attack from the chemtrailing, the fibers and everything else, these substances. I mean, self-assembling nanobots. I mean... So now let's talk about the bio-warfare angle. Let's roll 19.
One of the things that you never hear a lot about is Plum Island. I used to have a bunch of videos on my original channel before YouTube deleted it discussing Operation Paperclip and how Plum Island was used. Nazi scientists went over there and they experimented with mosquitoes, with ticks, with other animals.
Hey, let's pause it there for a second.
And transferring diseases
now,
into the...
Now, hey, pause it for a sec. Thanks. Well, and I like how these YouTubers, oh, the Nazi scientists, paperclip. And then they try to make it seem like these scientists who are under duress from the United States government, they get transported here out of the war zone and in the European theater. They got brought here basically as prisoners. But then, oh, my God, the Nazi scientists. Well, who brought them here and who told them, who gave them their marching orders? That's who you really need to trip out on. But let's resume the video.
Animals and then sending the animals or the insects out into the open. And that's really where Lyme's disease came from, was from Plum Island. Now, you've probably seen videos of weird animals and disgusting-looking animals washing up on shore. Pictures like this where it looks like some type of mutated animal. These are all results of Plum Island. This is the stuff that our government does that nobody talks about. And here at this specific location, which is now closed, wink, wink, just like they said HAARP was closed. They always tell you these places are closed. In reality, they opened up another animal research center, Plum Island, in middle America. But I always believe that these places just remain open. Nobody would know if they were or they weren't. They could send people in and out and just say, oh, they're in there cleaning or doing something, and nobody would say boo because nobody cares. Everybody's too distracted. But this is where they've created diseases such as Lyme disease. And now we're hearing of this outbreak of a new disease, which is spreading across New Jersey and the East Coast. What a coincidence, right? That is known as Powassan disease, which is just another type of ticked deadly disease to, you know, that just, I guess, appeared out of nowhere, right? Nobody says anything. These diseases just pop up. People blame it on God, right? Oh, this disease came. Why would God do this? Where do you think these diseases come from? What do you think these scientists do? What do you think they do all day, these government scientists? It's a joke. Just like Operation Paperclip was a joke, the fact that we even allowed Plum Island to exist is a complete joke. It says the deadly new exotic tick that could carry a host of rare diseases has invaded New Jersey. The pest known as East Asian or long-horned ticks were first discovered in the state last fall and have now been found in another county, according to scientists at Rutgers. The blood-sucking spider-like bugs are typically found in grassy areas and can transmit a variety of dangerous viruses such as Lyme disease. Experts have warned that the tick will likely spread rapidly in other parts of the U.S., especially as summer brings tick season. The newest tick to arrive in the U.S. has already migrated great distances from its origins in Asia to Australia and New Zealand, and now to New Jersey, according to a professor of parasitology, which apparently is a thing, at the University of Pennsylvania. I would be surprised if it does not spread out of New Jersey quickly. Every year, ticks start to emerge in May, June, and July, bringing with them an increased risk of tick-borne diseases. The chief concern with the longhorn ticks is that they have been known to spread a deadly virus called severe fever, also known as SFTS. SFTS has never before been reported in North America, but the longhorn tick could change that. STFS causes severe fever.
You can stop it there, but more on that angle. This article, the Orlando Sentinel, commentary, travel at Orlando International Airport getting a spooky facelift. Attention airline passengers, get ready to smile and say cheese to Big Brother. Your face will soon serve as your passport, ticket, and baggage check ID. It's part of a new program supposed to make your flying experience slightly less arduous than a colonoscopy. The worry is that it will end up being more intrusive, expose your privacy to new evils, and expedite the collapse of Western civilization. And then finally, David Whitley, the reporter, said, frankly, it's worth the risk. I say that on behalf of anyone who spent more time trying to get their plane than actually flying in it, which is basically everyone who's flown in the past 20 years. It's especially bad at tourist destinations like Orlando. There's nothing like standing in line at a baggage check behind a family from Kalamazoo with six kids, 14 suitcases, and a harried mom who thinks she left her driver's license at Space Mountain. Those days are not over, but there's light on the horizon. Orlando International Airport is going to become the first U.S. airport to take part in the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Entry and Exit Program. The airport will use facial recognition technology to identify and process passengers. Basically, instead of using boarding passes and passports, passengers will be identified by their faces. The program will be limited to international travelers at first, but it will eventually be used for everyone. The goal is to expedite the whole boarding process and allow passengers more time to spend $13.50 for a Harry Potter keychain in an airport gift store. Think of the convenience. You may forget your wallet or phone when you head to the airport. You can't forget your face, though many of us would like to, blah, blah, blah. So the march towards this whole real ID, the biometric system that Trump trumpeted as he was on the campaign trail, you got to remember that. That's the ugly side of the Republican Party, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Constitutionalists. But when it comes to keeping you safe from the evil terrorists and so forth, the Republicans are first in line, man, for the real ID and the biometrics and law and order. So you got to watch them. See you guys on the other side. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
To cover this, you know, I saw this floating around, and this could cut a lot of different ways, but I want to play a clip and then we'll talk about reasons why this phenomenon might be occurring. Let's roll 21.
Is suggesting that congressmen, Republican congressmen, retire because of assassination fears. This guy right here. Mo Brooks of Alabama. Speaks to reporters at the Republican baseball team's first practice of the year at Eugene Simpson Stadium Park in Alexandria, Virginia on Wednesday. Well, I'm sorry, Mo, but you know, if you can't put up with what's going on, like, you don't belong in there right now. I'm sorry, pal. But we don't need people to, like, wine and dine and, like, that are part of this, like, you know, that got in there and that are wanting to be part of this like social club. Like, we don't need that right now. We need fighters. We need warriors right now. Pointed at the large number of GOP members on baseball team who are leaving Congress. Good. Alabama Rep. Mo Brooks suggested in a radio interview that Republicans are retiring en masse because of assassination fears. Brooks was speaking on the Dale Jackson Show about the first Republican practice of the congressional baseball game after last year's shooting that left Majority Whip Steve Scalise severely injured. We have multiple rings of security, plainclothes, uniform, Capitol Police, other police, he said. There was a medical vehicle nearby just in case there was a copycat. But Brooks said while there were multiple factors that contributed to a slew of Republicans leaving the House, he suggested fears of violence was a major one. One of the things that's concerning me is the assassination risk may become a factor, he said. Brooks referred to the fact many members of the Republican baseball team are retiring, including Senator Jeff Flake, good, and Reps Ryan Costello, Pat Meehan, Dennis Ross, and Tom Rooney.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. So look, and look, these fears are not unfounded. They've got a decent sized percentage of people in the United States right now totally ready to do violence against conservative, libertarian, patriotic type people as Nazis. I'm not going to discount that, but I think the other one is this, and this one I see floating around out here online, is that basically these Republicans are all compromised, and they've been giving an ultimatum by, let's just say, white hats or good actors somewhere along the lines in the quote unquote deep state to get out, or they're gonna go down with the ship type thing. So there's another one. The other one is, they're part of the pedo cabal. And so maybe a lot of the pedos with the Vets for Child Rescue, the Craig Sawyer stuff, the move on Backpage, things going on under the surface with the Podestas and the rest of these creeps. The heat is getting turned up. And then so people think that a lot of these people are feeling the heat and they're getting out. The insider trading financial skullduggery angle is there, too. I played that stuff up about Congress critters with the insider trading last week. And so there's a whole plethora of possibilities of why you're seeing this. I'm not going to discount the fact that a lot of them fear for their lives now because of the whack job, mind job they've done on the Antifa-style leftists basically do violence to people. So see you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I feel at peace as I walk the leafy lanes. Look out over the hills where it looks like rain. See the distant mountains with the storm clouds high above. This is my land, my country, the place I love. We ain't gonna like it if they take our land away. Looks like history repeats itself again. We ain't gonna like it if they take our land away. If they steal our heritage, somebody's gonna pay. My father worked this land as his father did before. They turned in their graves if they knew what was in store. Someone came from some big city, tried to buy our farm. For our lives were cast, but they've done a lot of harm. We ain't gonna like it if they take our land away. Looks like history repeats itself again. We ain't gonna like it if they take our land away. If they steal our heritage, somebody's gonna pay.
All right, we're back. Civiri Radio on the Public Broadcasting Network. Hope you're enjoying the show. I wanted to get into this. We had this little thing up there in Canada where this gentleman
did a little escapade with another rented vehicle from one of the places, Home Depot type places, rent a van, whatever. So let's roll clip 12 and then we'll comment on this.
Let's talk about that other thing.
The QAnon thing?
No, the guy who blew up, or the guy who ran over those people.
Yeah.
That is, what is the new word? Ansel? What is the word?
Insel. It's involuntary celibate.
Yeah. So these people are killing people because – now, Bourdain was tweeting that there's like some sort of a Reddit forum with all these folks, and there's like 40,000 members.
Oh, totally. Well, the guy who shot a bunch of women in Santa Barbara a couple of years ago, he was also like, I'm so attractive. Why don't you guys want to have sex with me? It's like, look, it doesn't matter what you look like. There's healthy, loving relationships that exist for everyone.
Yeah, he was a little cutie.
Yeah.
The little murder. He was a little cutie.
So it's just like, crazy to me when people blame women and are violent misogynists because they are, you know, they think that they're unattractive, and they're basically just blame like attractive women for not having sex with them. It's really disturbing. And this guy apparently mowed down a bunch of people in Toronto because he was one of these people.
Incels creating rules, and honestly, this sickens me. What?
So this is the whole Reddit place.
Oh, God, don't go down this rabbit hole.
70,000.
70,000 now, but I think it was 40,000 yesterday. So there's like a bunch of goofballs that just signed up just to read, see what the fuck's going on over there.
Oh, no.
Because people are freaking out. But the idea – okay, here it is. Incel Tears is a place for folks to submit screenshots, not direct links, of crazy stuff posted by self-describing incels.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's making fun of them.
So this is the mocking one.
Yeah.
There's another one, though. There's another one that Bourdain was quoting.
You can stop it there. So that was Joe Rogan and Abby Martin talking about this incel thing. Involuntary celibate. So basically saying that they're – and look, I wanted to talk about this for a couple minutes because I can see how this deranged and twisted society can create this phenomenon because, you know, even me growing up in the 70s and then being a teen in the 80s, I could see – this happening as people become more and more vacuous and vapid and shallow, and our society becomes more plastic and buffoonish. People are more and more visually oriented, and this is the sum of all things is what you look like. Your hotness factor, I guess you could say. And so as people become more and more shallow, the external becomes everything, or becomes more and more and more. So you got to have the right gear, the right shoes, jewelry, the right external accoutrements on top of being a good-looking person, okay? And then as people become more and more, let's just say, gold diggerish, to where based on material things, how rich you are. And so everybody can't get rich, so all the nerds, or not even nerds, just like some people that would be considered attractive in today's standards, they get squeezed out. They feel, you know, inadequate. They don't feel like they can measure up. They can't get a girl, you know, with the pornographic generation we live in. Ken says they could pay for some instead of mass murdering. But see, the point is they feel like paying for it, it puts them even further down the road of patheticness. And so therefore, you know, normal people like – no, I don't say I'm normal because I'm definitely not. But, you know, I guess normal's not a good word. But people that are like at least – you know, I'm not a mass murderer, or I don't think I have that potential unless I see a dog festival where they're barbecuing dogs. Or if I see somebody doing female genital mutilation in a large scale in front of me, I guess I could become one. But, I don't want to get down that road. But anyway, you can see how this creeped out society we live in could produce like these anomalies like this. And so whether this was a false flag up there with the truck, just like the last truck up in New York City, there's strange things when you look at, okay, so if this was a false flag or a hoax of some sort or a staged operation where they did kill people, whatever you want to say, or was it just some whack job incel that decided to do this and it was just a real, somebody spinning out of control, snapping a psychotic break. Let's look at the next level, though. Let's say it was a staged operation. So now they're wanting to bring up, I guess, graduate this concept of the incel and get it into my vernacular, Joe Rogan's vernacular, to where, hell, I didn't know that there was such a word for somebody that, that describes this thing that some of these guys with the feelings of inadequacy and so forth, that this is even a real movement. The whole MGTOW thing. Ken said he's not buying it. The whole MGTOW thing, which got big a few years back, men going their own way. It's almost like a cocktail, a way for these two concepts kind of are similar. Involuntary celibate, and then the MGTOW thing is almost a voluntary, not necessarily celibacy, but just to go in your own way, and you don't even care about establishing a relationship with the opposite sex. And it all has to do with men's rights versus women's rights and child support and domestic violence and, guys figuring it's not even worth it to go down that road because of the potential that you could get caught up in with some, in some relationship that's going to go south, blah, blah, blah. And so very weird set of circumstances. I wanted to cover that, though. Let's see here. Let's talk about North Korea for a second and the big kumbaya fest. And everybody's saying that, Trump's a genius and Trump's giving President Xi of China the kudos for what appears to be on the surface the possibility of a reunification or at least a detente and a framework for reunification, whatever. We don't know yet. Ken, get clip 6 ready. This is another take on it. Alternative media television, Christopher Green over there. Let's see what he says. Go ahead and roll 6.
I'm Christopher Green. You're watching AMTV Alternative Media Television, so it's raining a little bit. I'll try to stay out of it as much as I can and deliver this message quickly. So the North Korean situation is boiling out of control. It is more dangerous now, in my humble opinion, than it is and or was a couple of months ago. Now, this is conflicting with what the mainstream media is giving you, because, of course, the mainstream media is constantly lying to you. It's one of the reasons I'm out here in the beautiful country, because I practice what I preach, and I am very concerned and very worried about what's going on geopolitically at this very moment in time. So, this is the true story. This is what's really going on. These leaders are feigning peace before the outbreak of war. That's what's happening. It's what I would do if I was global leadership. It's what Trump is doing. He's already warning the American public that it's probably not going to work out, that he's going to meet with Kim Jong-un in a couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of days in these secret meetings, and then it's not going to work out. The talks are going to fall through. Now look, all we have to do as thinking individuals, thinking people, is understand the sheer fact. Look at history. Look at Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize before the outbreak of World War II, before millions and millions of people were slaughtered and bombs were dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. He was meeting with diplomats prior to the outbreak of war. So the same thing is happening now. History is repeating once again. And we're living through this, and it's amazing how manipulative and through the psychological warfare and propaganda, the media a couple of months ago, not me, the media a couple of months ago said we were on the edge of nuclear war. All of these nuclear tests taking place, all of these bombs being dropped, Kim Jong-un war of words, the Twitter hyperbolic hysteria all over the media. And you're telling me now just because little pudgy Kim Jong-un is shaking hands and holding hands over the line of North and South Korea that suddenly everything's okay? No, it's a lie. It's incredibly manipulative.
You can stop it there.
Honestly.
And go ahead and get 11 queued up. Now, this is NewsBud, the Chinese specialist over there at NewsBud. And here's kind of another take on the whole Asian theater. So let's roll 11. This is a short one. Go ahead.
Peace. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again, or ask the Pentagon. Are we going to end one war in Asia while starting another? I don't think so. There's talk of a peace treaty on the Korean Peninsula. But there are a lot of influential institutions, like the Pentagon, and influential countries, like Japan, that don't appear very enthusiastic. So, maybe no peace treaty in Korea. Well, on the war side, are we going to start a war with China? That's a trick question, because the war has already begun. There's a war being fought between the U.S. and the People's Republic of China over the multi-trillion dollar issue of the new generation of wireless connectivity. Let's hope that war doesn't slop over into the military realm. But don't count on it. Asia's becoming more complicated and more dangerous as it squirms out from under the thumb of the United States. And Western reporting on China has become a government wish list of panic, disinformation, and wishful thinking. That's why you need China Watch.
You can stop it there. You know, and he used this term that Asia is squirreling out from under the thumb of the United States. You know, but you get into that concept, the Rothschild, basically, Zio pivot to Asia. So are they really getting out from under the thumb of the United States, or are they being manipulated as the new power center and leaving the United States to basically wither on the vine, kind of like the comments about Netanyahu kind of made, well, the United States can dry up and blow away once we're done with it. So are they the hierarchy enslaving you? Are they done with us? And now we're going to see this, you know, everybody's talking about the collapse of the dollar, the reset, the move to the digital realm. We went into that stuff a couple weeks ago about India, this big old billion person population being basically manipulated around with the new electronic biometric, basically mob mark of the beast system as the beta test. China, they've got their own little social credit score, little digital credit score. I was playing clips about the kind of like the almost a dissident level journalist not being able to travel and all that stuff in the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, you know, remember that the cover of that Economist magazine, everybody's freaking out with the year 2018 on it and the symbol of the Phoenix. That was maybe a year or two ago. And so we're seeing all these dramatic just writhing back and forth of basically this world system. Is it all planned, predetermined? Is it a script that's already been written? Is it a play where we're exactly where they wrote it? Where does the creator come into all this? Are these evil ones doing the will of the creator, or are they using the scriptures as a playbook, as a manipulative tool against mankind, the prophecies in the Bible and so forth? Very fascinating concepts to deal with while we watch all of this drama unfold. Is, you know, I've been getting into, and I'm coming up on break, but this
this whole simulation model, the holographic universe, and are we living in a simulation? I've been digging back into that, and it's, you know, the concept to try to wrap your mind around this whole holographic kind of simulation paradigm. It's mind-blowing. But, you know, God, if you're a believer in God, you know God has built this universe on a mathematical principle. Everything is mathematical and ordered and hierarchical and ordained. And even the organic side has a design, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, we're getting close here as far as this research into quantum physics, to where basically they're getting into the formula of how the universe was laid down by God with CERN, particle physics, quantum physics. And look, I'm a layman here. I'm a nobody when it comes to all this. I just try to kind of dip into it to get the big macro kind of picture of it, but it's mind-blowing. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back. Wanted to cover this over on the Millennium Report. Trump Tower fire, hotel in Azerbaijan capital Baku ablaze just weeks after deadly inferno at the New York building. That was from the Independent. The message sent, no, this is their take on it. The message sent by these arson fires is that the reach of the shadow government is worldwide. Deep state perps can operate everywhere and anywhere President Trump has property or other business interests. The more real estate he owns, the more vulnerable he will be in the future. Of course, just as Trump takes every opportunity to knock down the primary pillars of deep state, MSM, CIA, FBI, etc., they will act in concert to burn down his houses. Every Trump Tower is now susceptible to acts of arson, bombings, and other mishaps. There are many agents of deep state who excel in the field of demolition as well as accidents such as cut elevator cables. Whereas many once believed that Trump was insulated from the political establishment because of his perceived wealth, he's actually in a much more perilous position than a content pauper. The more he cares about hearth and home, property and business, family and friends, the more exposed Trump will be to blackmail and bribery. This is the way it had always been. This is the way it will always be as long as the banksters rule the roosts. Okay? So two fires broke out Saturday at a vacant high-rise building in Azerbaijan's capital that he was intended to be a Trump-branded hotel in the former Soviet Republic before Donald Trump was elected as U.S. president. The first blaze burned the 33-story building in Baku for 3 hours before shooting jets of water from trucks extinguished it. Funny, 33-story building, isn't it? So, just wanted to cover that. While I got a couple minutes, I have to give Rents some props here for his slaughter in South Africa. Hideous white genocide worsening in South Africa. Trump says nothing, no sanctions, no warnings. Updates reported by Carl Vorster. And in a lot of good articles and stuff. And I think this is great that one of the most prominent alternative media websites out there for decades now is really keeping the South Africa white genocide story, first and foremost, right at the front, the top of the website, second thing down right after the North Korea stuff. So this Malema guy, this ANC thug, it leaves you speechless. And Jones is bringing it up too. Ken mentioned that, and that's good. The two heavyweights, in the business now. RBN, I guess you could say, is right up there, number three. But I don't keep track, as far as listenership and so forth and so on. But RBN's been around, and a lot of people know about this network. So. Support the network. A lot of fireworks going on over here from what I understand as well. See you guys on the other side of the break. My own race of people that will survive disaster.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens.
Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.